So, hello everyone, welcome to today's episode of the Asterisk Show. And today we have with us Suraj Churiwal. So, hi sir, how are you?
Totally fine, bro. I'm so grateful for giving me this opportunity. You know, I am somebody who is always up for new things in life, and this is gonna be, I'm really excited for this thing since you have given me this opportunity. And, you know, as I said, it's going to be a totally new experience for me, because before this moment, I have never, you know, I have never recorded a podcast and had been on the podcast, but definitely I'm so grateful for this opportunity, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And we are also grateful to have such a great content creator on our episode. So it will be a totally great episode.
Likewise, man.
Okay, so can you give a brief introduction of yourself before we begin this episode?
Yeah, sure, man. So basically, right now in this moment, I am a helping hand in my family business. And at the same time, I'm side hustling content creation. You know, back then, before this lockdown, I was into this Excel crisis, where just like any teenage out there, or any of the person out there who is struggling to find that one particular career which he could actually one which could actually do for the rest of his life. And that was the same case with me, and I was so fortunate that I got into this. And ever since, from the day I started creating content, I'm so grateful for this whole journey. I never thought that I would be able to create such videos and every single aspect of the content creation, because growing up, I was very introvert kid. I never thought that being an introvert, you know, you never think that you would be able to face camera, because it's too much, you know, it's too much. It's like hundreds of thoughts, a thousand of thoughts goes into your head before doing such things. And I was very fearful. So doing this and was... this has been an incredible journey, man. And right now I am side hustling content creation. I'm making videos on YouTube. I have an Insta account as SRJ Talks, where I upload productivity mindset and somewhat humorous videos so often. And yeah, this has been the journey, man. I'm really, really looking forward to everything that this life has to offer. Yeah, this was all about me.
Okay, so I got to know a lot of about you. Like, it was great to hear about that. So now let's talk something about today's topic particularly, which is habits.
Yeah.
So what do you define as habit? That,
you know,
would be the most basic question.
Yeah. Personally, I believe the kind of life a man would live, the kind of life a man would live is definitely going to define by the kind of habits he had has in life. You know, you can't expect to live a great life if you don't have habits to support them. I truly believe that it's the habit that shapes the man's life. And it wasn't until I started reading books that I got into this to this reality that habits play such an incredible role. Back then, I used to have so... I think habit plays a major role in building a man's life and shaping his character. So this was all about habit, I think.
So let's now categorize it. What do you define as a bad habit and good habit?
Definitely, we all know that, man. You know, good habit is something that, you know, which keeps us going, which we know deep down that this is something that which is going to take us forward. Like, particularly, I have, if I define as good habit for me, my good habit would be I wake up early in the morning, I read books, I do workout, and I do meditation. At the end of the day, I pour my thoughts in the journal where I reflect throughout my day, where I could, you know, reflect back all the mistakes I've made in the day, and I could correct if I would be very fortunate by the God if I would be living tomorrow. Because I considered, you know, all these things which I have, you know, just said, I consider them as good habit, because I do know that if I keep on doing them consistently, they're going to take me very forward. And it's not something I believe blindly, because the kind of journey, as I said, I've covered so far, these habits have played a huge role in them. And especially these five habits I told, just as I mentioned, waking up early, reading books, working out, journalism, writing journal, and meditation. These five habits have been my lifesavers, man.
Right. So now let's see what we're saying.
To the second question, what was bad habit? We all know that, man. Something that pulls you down, something that keeps you around the negativity. We all know that. It could be procrastination. It could be all the time wasters, wasting the most precious asset a human can ever have, time. We all do that all the time. So these are the bad habits, I think, which everyone should avoid.
Right. So now let's talk about something that has to be, we can get the answer from your experience, from what you have done. So do you build good habits, for example?
Man, before building a habit, we must understand how action is taken. So basically, action is, is the process of four steps. Let's take an example. You have this phone. Suppose you have got this just beside you, and in that particular moment, a notification pops up. What would be your immediate reaction? That notification would be your cue. The first step would the action performed is the cue, where you get craving. As soon as you see the notification, that would be the cue. That notification will give you a certain craving, that whose message would it be. You will instantly think who this guy would be or who this girl would be. You would think that I should check it out. And the next step would be so the first step was cue, you get the craving, and the third step and the third stage would be the action. You would immediately take your mobile and would be very excited to see whose message it would be, and the message you would be seeing, that would be your reward. So action occurs in four stages: cue, reward, response, and reward. So these four stages builds action, and with the help of these four stages, we can either build a bad habit or we can either break a bad habit and build a good habit. So all you gotta do is you gotta make your cue obvious. Let's say if you wanna build a habit of going gym, all you could do is place your outfits right beside your bed. So the time when you're gonna wake up next, the first thing you're gonna see is your outfit. So that will the first thing you would get into your mind is that. Seeing that outfit would be, I want to go to the gym. And that would give you an initial cue. Just like if you want to build the habit of reading, you can place your books, whatever book you want to read, anywhere, the most frequent places you visit. So that would give you an immediate cue that you want to build this habit. The second part is you got to make it attractive. Let's say you have kept that book anywhere close to you. But if you don't have the willingness to read that book, you won't read it. Now you got to make it attractive. How are you supposed to build your interest towards reading? That would be a question, and this is what I'm going to talk about. So all you could do is, just after reading, you can give yourself a reward, where it might be you could use the habit stacking, where you could read your book. After reading your book, you could grab a piece of chocolate or grab a cup of coffee. That will make your habit of reading a little attractive. You can innovate the way people can innovate the way they want. All I'm trying to say is you got to make your habit attractive. Now the third step, the most important step, since you got to make it easy. Let's say if you have set your goal that you want to read 10 pages a day, that would be a very difficult job for a beginner to do, because growing up, nobody had liked reading. Even considering me, I was not such a fan of books, but I knew that if you got to build this habit, I read this in a book that if you got to build this habit, you need to decrease the step, decrease the friction between your habit and yourself. So I made sure that if I wanna build this habit of reading, I need to decrease the steps between it. So let's say if I wanna break a bad habit, I've talked about a lot of good habits. Now let's talk about a little bad habit. If I want to break a bad habit, I could use this principle to break a habit. How would I do that? Let's say I'm addicted. I like to watch a lot of TV. I binge watch all the TV shows. So what can I really do? I can put my laptop, or I can put the remote of the TV in my next room. I can put my laptop in the next room. So the thought of watching TV immediately diminish in my mind, because as a human, we are all tedious person. We don't like to work. We don't like to take too many steps to go over that, to pick up the, we would feel like it's too much of a hassle, you know, go out in the other room, pick up the laptop, pick up the remote and watch TV. The steps would be increased. You get that, right? And similarly, we can even use this principle to build good habits. Let's say if you want to build the habit of reading books, you can give yourself is a target of 2 pages a day, 2 paragraphs a day. And that would give you an initial push that you know, if you keep repeating this for a while, you will get used to it. And progressively, you can increase the number of pages or increase the number of pages. Yeah. So like, let's say if you read 2 pages a day, if you are a beginner, and if you want to build this habit, if you are getting used to it, if you feel like you can easily do it, you can easily read 2 pages, you can push it even further to that 4 pages as you get comfortable with it. So that would be the third step. You get that, right? Now the fourth step would be, this is probably the most important, because by this time you would be able to perform your habit, because most people find it difficult to even do the habit. But now the most important steps come is how are you gonna do that consistently? So now, when I would like to ask you this question: when would you actually want to do something more often?
Like as in time. Like, am I audible?
Like, if you do for the first time, if you feel this satisfaction, you feel like you do. If you will feel like doing it all over again. So this satisfaction plays an important role for the consistency. You gotta satisfy. Your habit should satisfy you to make you give this craving to repeat it all over again next time. You know why? Why are the people who are alcoholic, why do they drink? Obviously, they get the satisfaction. Why do we watch TV or all the bad habits? We do it because we get the satisfaction from it. We get the instant pleasure from doing it. So we got to make our bad habits not so satisfactory, and we got to make our good habits, the habits which we want to inculcate, as satisfactory. And how we could actually do that? We could do that with, I use this tool called Habit Tracker. Basically, it could be a calendar, you know, where you could keep a track of your progress. And basically, it has three benefits. First, it will give you an initial, immediate cue. As soon as you would see your calendar, you would get this thought that, yeah, I want to build this habit. So that would be the first benefit. You get that, yeah? The second benefit would be, it will make your habit attractive as well. Since every time you see that, how far you have come, every time you put right on your calendar, on your habit tracker, you feel this incredible sense of satisfaction that you are, man, you are doing something great in your life. You are building this habit. It will give you an immediate satisfaction, and you'll feel like, I'm going to do it consistently, man. I'm not going to break the streak. And the third benefit would be, it will be a constant source of motivation. As soon as you're going to put your ticks on that habit tracker, you'll feel like, man, I've came so far. I can't afford to break this streak. I would have to start back from the square one. And you can't afford that. And this will give you all these three benefits will make your habit satisfactory. So this whole process, making your cue obvious, making your habit attractive, making your habit easy, the friction should be less. And the fourth is making your habit satisfactory. Could help you build any habit you want and can also help you break any habit you want to break.
Okay. So since you have mentioned about reading books, can you suggest some books that one could help, like one could read to like build new habits or something?
As a beginner. Yeah. As a beginner. So, you know, as a beginner, I started with a book called Monk Who Sold Ferrari by, you know, Robin Sharma. It was absolutely, also the Paul, the Alchemist, it's, you know, it's most, everybody's favorite, and it's a great book. And especially for a beginner, you know, it will provide a lot of insight. It's interesting. It's a fiction book, but it has a lot of insights in it. So I think these two books would be enough. And I truly believe that, I truly believe that a lot of us are readers, and we keep on suggesting books all the time. And I think a individual should read books based on his interest, because your interest, it's not necessary that my interest would align with your interest. You might have a different sort of interests. You might be interested in psychology. You might be interested in thriller. So we should not really impose this. If I'm like this book as a beginner, that anybody who is hearing this would definitely like that, because interest varies depending on individual to individual. So all I have to say is, anybody who's listening to this and who wanna get started with the reading habit, pick a book on a subject or a genre which you would be interested in. And Google is out there, man. You can always search about the books in that particular genre it has to provide. So all I'm saying is, don't get fixated on suggestions. Do what you read, because there is a high possibility that the kind of book suggested you might not have interest in it, and you might even quit before even building a habit. So that this is all I'm saying. I hope I made sense, man.
Yeah, because the book you suggested, you preferred, but it is not a guarantee that everyone would prefer.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying.
Yeah. So I think we have covered a lot of questions, and I would just like to ask one more last question to you.
Yeah, man. Sure.
So a lot of researches have been done about the 21-day habit rule. So can you tell something about that?
Yeah. Basically, you know, the science, it's the study which tells you that on an average, it takes 21 days to build a habit. So if you're looking to build a habit, you got to at least do it for 21 days. And you can expect that after 21 days, on the second, on the 22nd day, you're going to officially be doing that habit effectively on a daily basis. So it's what the science tells, but you know, I kind of believe that it's not necessarily, it's just a science. If you are somebody who wants to build a habit, and I personally believe that I follow the 7-day rule. It's my rule. It's not anybody's, it's not official rule, but I call it that if I want to do something, if I am looking, let's say I'm not a reader and I want to build this reading habit, what I'm going to do is I'm going to set this small target. I'm going to take this small step that I would be reading a page a day for the next 7 days, for 2 minutes at least. And that will give me the momentum. So it's not necessary that you need 21 days. This is my opinion. And but it's obviously 21 days is far more than 7 days. And if you manage to do that, definitely you would be able to build a habit. But the reason I'm telling you to follow the 7-day rule just to perform the habit for 7 days is it would put a lot less pressure on you. And initially, when you begin a building habit, if you're somebody who has been indulged in bad habit for so long, if you tell that guy that you want to do this for 21 days, that guy would don't do that. That guy would feel like, oh man, I would have to do this for 21 days. And there are high chances that guy might even quit before even beginning. So it's important that you give yourself small targets. You start off small so that you would be able to reach far. So this is all I'm saying.
Right. So your answers were very insightful and great. It was very nice to interact with you. And
Same here, man. Like,
I've also put the link of your profile in the description so the listeners can also check it out.
would be very grateful for that, man. It was, you know, I never thought that I would be sharing so much insight, but eventually the kind of questions you had, I hope all the people who are listening to it would probably have got some insight to the habit part. And I'm really looking forward to connect with you, man. It wasn't, I was really grateful for, you know, this opportunity. This was something new and I loved it. Personally, I loved it.
Yeah, same here. So thank you so much for joining. That's it for today. Bye bye.